They'd met at the Starbucks inside. First Starbucks on any campus anywhere, he'd bragged for the 90,000th time while they stood in line. As if she didn't already know this. Everyone who lived in the area knew this. She'd been living here far longer than he had. He ordered, she paid. He was drinking a Teavana Shaken Iced Passion Tango TM tea lemonade. She had a clover brewed coffee. Those were invented by a bunch of caffeine-craving graduates. Product design majors, she figured. Single-cup coffee makers. They cost $1 zillion. She had hers with milk. Her husband called that regular, no sugar, which in some way was how she might describe herself. Regular, no sugar. When the clover machines were introduced at the first campus Starbucks on any campus anywhere a few years earlier, well, you would have thought those boys actually found God. What does the TM stand for? She wondered out loud. Transcendental meditation? Trademark, he said. You said you had all this info on me? She said. I said the cloud has all this info on you. But it doesn't matter. It's out there. We have it. It has it. Everyone has it. But I know how to use it. To find out, she said. To make money, he said. I need to know if you'll care enough for your eyeballs to get sticky. So how do we begin? She said. You said infinite chances, infinite universes. How do you tease the important stuff out? He nodded. For the first time that morning, he looked, well, serious. Less spectrum-y and more engaged. Like he didn't live on planet Pluto, but right there where she lived. Like he lived somewhere on Earth beside her. I'll take care of the algorithms, he said. You take care of the questions. She sighed. This was the easy part. She thought about it almost every day. She'd had a therapist once who said the best thing for her to do was to sweep the obsessive thoughts away. For the past 23 years, she had been sweeping. What would have happened if she'd lived? He looked at her petite vanilla bean scone. He'd already eaten his ham and cheese savory foldover. She guessed he was still hungry. She pushed her pastry toward him. He took a bite. Then, with food in his mouth, a chalky paste, he said, "That's all? There are no other questions," she said. There were crumbs on his chin and a whitish spume in the corners of his lips, as if he was foaming at the mouth. She swallowed the urge to pantomime dabbing her own mouth with a napkin or just reaching out and dabbing his. But she wasn't his mother. "Oh, you'll have more," he said. Which was true. More questions were soon to follow.